What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most, exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Him, those guys are going to be on this roster.
Daniels tap dancing around and down into the end zone for a touchdown.
So I'm not going to do that thing where, you know, last week was completely meaningless when they looked horrible, and this week, because they looked much better, somehow it just became super meaningful. But watching number five on that one play was a reminder of what our team has. It has one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And we got reminded of that on one play during a four-play series in which he did not throw a pass. Good morning, everybody. That was much better, you know, much better than what we saw last week. And of course it was. Players that are actually going to make the team and play in regular season games, they played last night. Not everybody. The offense certainly wasn't, you know, what you would think or sort of pencil it out to be on September 7th against the Giants. But when you have players who are actual NFL players in 2025 playing for your team in a game, it's very likely going to look much better. Today's show is going to be mostly about last night and a lot about Terry and Brian Robinson Jr., because those two individuals are still the biggest stories right now in Washington's preseason, despite last night looking pretty good. I'll remind everybody, because I'm in the business of reminding this morning, 31-17 was the final score, if you care. Washington lost the game to the Cincinnati Bengals. But I would say that if you are, you know, one to kind of take the results of preseason games a little bit more seriously than most, especially when starters are in the game, man, you are more concerned if you are a Cincinnati fan than if you are a Washington fan. I'll get to my game take coming up in the next segment. I want to start with this. Two big takeaways from last night. All right. Number one is, yeah, it looks much different when starters are playing. And overall, I thought it was a good night for Dan Quinn and his coaching staff. How so? Because last week, one of the observations that I think everybody shared, and I think it was justified, and Dan Quinn backed it up, was despite the players being on the field not being players that likely will, you know, be on an NFL roster in 2025, their urgency, their effort, their intensity was really subpar, you know, compared to New England's. Now, you know, Vrabel is a first-year head coach. He played his starters. They were fired up, but it really side-by-side comparatively looked terrible. And, you know, part of what you look for in a coaching staff is the ability to kind of motivate and get players to respond legitimately. Now, these were new players for the most part on the field last night for at least, you know, portions of the first half. But Washington was an energetic, enthusiastic, and, you know, a team that played with urgency. It was what we saw last year for so much of the year, including the preseason. Dan Quinn can coach. All right. Dan Quinn understands the pulse of his football team. It may look terrible in November if they're, you know, 5-6 and they didn't post for a couple of games, but I doubt that's ever going to be the issue with him. I just don't see that being the issue with him. I don't see Dan Quinn ever losing a football team. I don't see Dan Quinn having a football team lose faith in him or tune him out. They didn't do that in Atlanta. you know, when he ultimately was let go after, you know, a season that started very poorly. No one ever said Dan Quinn lost the team. Players didn't respect Dan Quinn. They do. This was an excellent hire. An excellent hire by Adam Peters in his first move as the team's front office captain, the general manager. You know, in the face of a lot of criticism, a lot of pushback from media members, fans, he's, you know, we're just rehashing, he's a retread. You know, the Falcons let him go after he started 0-5 in his final year there. Why would you do that when there are all these coordinators, including guys like Ben Johnson, who didn't want the job, didn't want a head coaching job? How many times did I hear Slowick's name? He got fired last year as the offensive coordinator. They went with a culture changer and a really good head coach who could attract other good coaches because of how much he is respected in the league. It's a small thing, I understand, to focus on after last night. But one of the things I thought about in watching this team last night versus last week, again, the players being different is a big part of it, but it doesn't really matter. You know, player number 86 and player number 5, when it comes to enthusiasm and urgency and effort, you know, and try hard and hustle. Quinn's a hustle guy. He likes playing until the whistle. They've talked about that from the beginning. And to see them turn that around in, what, 9 days, 10 days? Even though it's preseason, it's impressive to me. He has the attention of everybody in that organization. He's a really good coach. I don't know if he's going to win a Super Bowl here. I don't know if he'll get this team to a Super Bowl. He got a lesser team. I mean, Matt Ryan was the MVP. He had an outstanding coordinator in Kyle Shanahan. He's got an outstanding coordinator. That is part of his overall approach. He is not afraid of putting really good, talented, smart people around him. That's what he attracted to this organization. Washington has an outstanding coaching staff.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know, I think by the time we get to the end of this upcoming season, it's going to be considered, you know, in that 5 to 10 range of coaching staffs. It was just during this offseason somewhere between 10 and 15, typically, by most NFL pundits that ranked coaching staffs. But man, one of the big reasons for the glory years and the run from 81 through 92 was the coaching staff. And how high quality it was from Joe Gibbs on down. And sure, the front office, Bobby Bethard, eventually Charlie Casserly, given the ability by an owner to do what it took to win, all of those things are important. But man, when it comes to how's a team going to respond off of what was a disappointing effort game last week, Dan Quinn got them to give great effort last night. I thought the level of, you know, just speed, the up-tempo, the not necessarily playing with desperation, but there was a need to go out and erase the memory of last week, despite it being a preseason game. The second takeaway, before I get to my game take and get into the details of last night, what I liked, what I didn't like, etc., is I think last night was an interesting night because two players for Washington, Terry McLaurin and Brian Robinson Jr., who are major storylines, not only for this team, but in Terry's case, he is a major NFL league storyline over the last couple of weeks. Brian Robinson Jr. and Terry McLaurin last night didn't post. They weren't there for the game. Now, the Brian Robinson Jr. report, you know, after the show yesterday, Mike Garofolo had it, Ben had it, is that there was some sort of mutual decision reached. This was a team decision to keep Brian Robinson Jr. from playing. They are trying to move him. They're trying to get something back for him. He is done. I mean, I think that's obvious, right? He is done. And last night, I think anybody that felt like that wasn't the right move feels maybe a little bit differently. Preseason, terrible defense. We'll get to all of that they faced. But the two running backs that replaced him did a pretty good job last night and looked the part, whether in aggregate or individually. But Terry McLaurin also was a no-show. And yet, on the other side of the field, another major confrontational, you know, at times ugly negotiation with the football team, Trey Hendrickson. He was there. You know, he was there and he was being supportive of teammates, etc. And I do think that there is a contrast to be drawn. I think Terry and his agent are going to have to deal with reality, and sooner rather than later. The team is off today. They practice tomorrow. I would assume he will be a participant in the way the team wants him to be a participant coming off the PUP list. If not, things could get uglier with the team perhaps looking to maybe pull the offer and start to find Terry, despite his presence in the building. You know, they're now, they've got a plan for him to ramp him up for the opener. You know, this isn't a player who is holding out without a contract, which isn't a holdout when you don't have a contract. This isn't a guy waiting for a new deal. This is a guy with a deal waiting for an extension. I think the reality here is he's not getting a Justin Jefferson or even a DK Metcalf deal. He's not getting $70 to $80 million in guaranteed money. He's not getting $33-plus million a year. Nobody in the league, according to Charles Robinson from Yahoo, would give him that deal. Not that the team would, if somebody was willing to do it and trade meaningful compensation, not that the team would do it. I don't think the team has any interest in trading Terry. Why? Because they need him. They want him. He's under contract to play for them. We are starting to realize as a group, I think, that 30-year-old wide receivers aren't owed big contract extensions. They're not givens. Far from it. And Washington is willing to give him one, but not one that overpays the market by a lot and simultaneously sets a terrible precedent for a front office negotiating its first big deal. I'm not trying to say that Terry not posting versus Trey Hendrickson posting is like this contrast in one guy that handled it the right way and one guy that handled it poorly. But what I am saying is that not showing last night makes Terry much more of a holdout than a hold-in. And the team might start treating him as a holdout if he doesn't get to work and quickly. All right. My game take coming up. We'll get to that. We'll take a break. We'll come back and I'll give you what I liked, what I didn't like, other observations from last night's preseason game number two. You know, it was... used to be that preseason game number three was like the dress rehearsal game. I don't even think there's anything resembling a dress rehearsal preseason game anymore. Maybe for a team treating it the way Cincinnati did, but even they pulled many of their starters after the opening drive. The only one they didn't pull was Joe Burrow. I'll give you what I liked and what I didn't like from, I think, the last time we'll see anybody meaningful on the roster play in the preseason when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can stream this show on the Team 980's YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button and the like button when you get there.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.